You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
On The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, quote, "It's good for the have-nots to see how the haves live." From lead Real Housewife, PK, whatever his last name is. It's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We got a big show coming for it, coming at you right now. Two episodes, Pantygate and Amnesia Appetizers. Here we go. Lots to cover coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to the RHOBH AfterBuzz TV After Show. We've got a double one coming at you, like I mentioned. Lots to come at you tonight, featuring Erica Jane. I'm your host, Grant Rutter.
Hey everybody, my name is Christy Olson. You can always hit me up at Christy Reports. And I do have the live chat rolling on YouTube. I want to say hi to Jay, Elvin, Ashley, Kern is joining us from Japan, Karen's joining us from Amsterdam, and Jason too. We're getting this party started. Yes. Thanks guys.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me online at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey guys, I'm Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter as well, aka Golden Boy, and my website, chrisvalentine.la, for all the celebrity interviews.
Nice. And shout out to our other resident host, Megan Stecker, who will be here next week. Let's talk about this episode and last week's.
Yes.
I took the note. I watched with my grandmother, big fan of the show.
Fun.
In New York?
Rhode Island, yes. Okay. But I made a few notes on what her opinion was on a few of these things that we can put in. This is for episode 4. Anyone that knows my grandmother knows she has a lot to say.
Yes.
So let's see. And we'll also put our own 2 cents in here, of course, and fill you in on what happened with Pantygate. So without further ado, let's get started. Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump are still talking about that dinner they had, or that chat they had before the white party, and both of them said that they claim they both saw Erica's vagina.
Mm.
Hard-hitting news here at AfterBuzz TV.
I mean, I didn't see it, so I'm not so sure.
I know, we didn't see it either.
I didn't see it, but I feel like Dorit is going to keep that storyline going all season. And it's something that she can latch on to. I think she is doing her job. I think she is, you know, trying to get some storylines going, stay within the storylines, create something. But that piece, I think, is not going to die. That's one of those you're going to see episode after episode after, and I love it, so it's great.
I'm hoping she comes up with something else, though.
Yeah, I hope so.
Me too. Fingers crossed.
PK had a lot to say about it, and we talked about what we thought of him last week with the staring. I asked my grandmother what she thought of PK and his behavior, and she said that he is too old for Dorit, they don't go together, and that she's still, quote, observing the couple. She doesn't know how she feels about them yet. And that he...
Jury's still out?
Yes. But she said that at the end of the day, PK resembles a melon.
Wow.
So just her 2 cents.
Yes,
from the older
demo.
He's a weirdo. I'm sorry. His looks are just, I don't know. The staring, like this guy.
It started in this episode last week, Pantygate, and we saw even more PK to complain about.
Yes.
This episode.
Right. Lisa Rinna went to QVC. She had some things to do over there. Again, this is like the second visit to QVC out of 3 episodes. I'm kind of waiting for Lisa to have something more current going on.
Show us the daughters again.
Yes. My grandmother says that she's too overdone, and she knocks herself out to be hip. And I kind of
was wearing a pair of Yeezys on the episode, so I felt like her kids maybe keep her current. And that's the fun part about Lisa Rinna, though. It's like she always wants to keep current, and even though it might not come off like that, I feel like that's just her personality. She's always gonna just try to stay as current as possible,
except for the hairstyle.
Except for the hair, that's iconic.
I love the hairstyle. I think she should keep it. I'm glad somebody's supporting her this episode. But it's like she's been in this business a long time. She's been on a million reality shows. I was actually watching an old old reality show that was hers. I completely forgot about it. It was called Harry Loves Lisa.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing a little plastic surgery research, and Garth Fisher came up, and of course, he's one of the best in Beverly Hills. So I clicked on there, and then it says all the celebrities that he's worked on, and Lisa Rinna came up first, and it was like the entire episode. I was like, I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I ended up getting roped in and watching the whole thing. But
Yes, I did.
That was the surgery where she had her lips reduced, and it came out so good. It took a long time to heal, but he's the one that did it, and they showed the whole process. It was like 45 minutes, and the whole episode was just about that.
Did she have the implant?
What, like, she had...
Who was the member of the other? Taylor.
Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor. To the implant. Did Lisa
have
that?
It was a little different. It was way worse. What she did, it was 25 years ago, and she had silicone injected into her lips. And the problem with that is silicone starts binding to the muscles, and it couldn't be removed. So what Garth had to do was get as much as he could out, but you can't go too deep, and it's already attached in places where you can't get it out. And so it was a really difficult surgery, because just about every plastic surgeon said, we cannot work on you. You can never fix this. Just leave it. And she was desperate to get it fixed, and he ended up doing it. It took a long time to heal. The episode was going on, and she had this People magazine shoot coming up, which I'm sure was paid, you know, but she was very nervous about it. Would she be ready in time? And it was like the last minute thing. They were able to shoot it, but it is very hard to fix silicone. Back in the day, that's what they would do, you know?
It's just hard for me to remember that the lips are smaller than they were before.
Yeah, I agree with you, yeah.
It looks so much better. Yeah, yeah. it does look so much better. But she's been in this business a long, long, long time.
And maybe because Harry's a little bit older, too, is the thing, that, like, keeping young and hip with the Yeezys. It's like, you know, we're not getting old, Harry.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Good for her getting all that coin on QVC, though. I like that.
She claims that her husband doesn't have to work ever again because she makes so much money, and he can be more selective with which roles, which is ideal for any actor. What a perfect situation. Meanwhile, speaking of acting, Erica and Eileen met over on the Young and the Restless set, and they had a meeting with the executive producer, and it was kind of neat to see. You know, very unique to The Real Housewives, you know, to be on a television set, something different, you know.
Do we think that Mal had Googled Erica Jane before that process?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he liked what he saw.
Yes.
So Lisa Rinna, Eileen, and Dorit got together, and Rinna says that she can understand how Erica was casually sitting, perhaps relaxed, and showed a little bit of details, then she doesn't feel like Erica was being, she didn't feel like Erica did that on purpose, which I feel the exact same way.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
What?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Of course Erica would not do that.
On purpose,
Yeah,
I don't think Erica's trying to court PK.
No.
And if she wants to get sexy attention, hello, she'll play one of her 9 very sexy videos.
Exactly.
Right. So we're all on the same page with this one.
Yeah, for sure.
You could tell. She felt that when it came out, she was like, what? What happened? She didn't even know.
Yeah.
So I believe her.
I mean, but you saw the dress. It was literally, there was no panty line, so I just think people would have assumed, get over it. Like, that a panty line would not look cute with all that going on the side.
Yeah.
But that gift of the panties, when he said, those are full panties, I'm like, what? Those aren't that big. They're kind of small still.
They called it Snatch Chat, and I wish they would have named the episode that as opposed to, what was it, Panty Gate. Another P word, which might as well be.
We would have got more viewers, even though the ratings are going up huge this season.
The ratings are good for this
show.
Yeah. I don't think they hit 2 million until the reunion last season.
Right.
So they're already doing well. I mean, it's better than it was because
it has new life.
Yes. We don't have to question someone's health.
Yeah.
This time we're just questioning someone's panty lines.
So or Brandy's sanity.
Yeah.
I know it's been a couple seasons.
Yeah, or Kim's everything.
Yeah.
And they went to Escape Room LA, which looked like downtown to me, right?
Downtown, that was in downtown.
So Dorit presented the gift, which Kyle wanted so badly to be there for the gift.
They all did.
But yet, she did it anyway, and man, was Dorit proud of herself. It's a gift to this.
Yeah.
And so she explained that PK said that he saw Erica's vag, and that Erica was not happy about this because everyone in the room knew about this expose, except her. So she didn't think that it was really that big of a deal until she realized everyone had been talking about her lady bits. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why wouldn't anyone tell me? Why wouldn't anyone, let me know? She wasn't happy that PK just observed and didn't say, hey, would you mind? Or, you know, by the way, you should, you know, would you mind, you know, adjusting really quickly? You know, I mean, I can understand Erica's frustration with all this commentary.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, everyone's talking about her, but not to her about it. Yeah. And this could have been nipped in the bud. Mm-hmm. If Dorit didn't want this to be a storyline, if she wasn't just trying to make Pantygate, she would have said, hey, girl, you know, hey. Yeah. Or if PK's intention was not to make a big deal out of it, he could have just shut the whole thing down from the very beginning. I felt bad. And Erica Jane is not the kind of lady that you need to feel bad for, obviously. Yeah, no. But I did feel bad for her in this situation. It was like, really?
I feel
look on her face. Maybe sad.
Yeah, maybe Dorit, I mean, I think that she's watched Housewives enough to know that if you have to bring some substance, maybe not bringing it up in that time was like, oh, well, maybe this is something that I could bring up later, you know, stretch things out. I mean, these are the Housewives, they know. She's best friends with Lisa. You know what I mean? I just feel like that was something to save for later.
But, our chat rolls over it, too. Jay said, I'm done with the PK peekaboo plot line. Alvin says, come on, Dorit is trying to pick fights with everyone Vanderpump had issues with last season.
Yeah.
Oh, like kind of doing LVP's dirty work.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why she was brought in, because they were friends. And it was like, I don't know if you guys talked about this, but I felt like she was maybe brought in as an ally for Lisa Vanderpump. Maybe it was part of the whole thing where I'm not going to do the show unless I have somebody there I can count on.
I can see that.
Sure,
And it seems
she still isn't doing anything. Well, PK is doing more work. It had more scenes and more airtime than Lisa Vanderpump.
But isn't it like that all season, every season for Lisa Vanderpump? She has other people doing the dirty work. I'm not nothing against Lisa Vanderpump, but it was like Brandy was doing it. When Lisa Rinna came in, I felt she was being manipulated by Lisa Vanderpump too.
A little bit.
You know, that whole Munchausen thing. I hate to, you know, I don't want to bring it up either. But I felt like Yolanda really should have forgiven her and looked to Lisa Vanderpump as the source and the beginning of it and the whole stirring the pot thing. Just want to put that out there.
I like that. I'm here for it. Erica warned Dorit. She said, be careful. The more you talk about shit, the worse it gets. And she kind of ended it right there, which I was glad that. At least as far as Erica was concerned, like, whatever, she wasn't going to carry this to the grave with her. But we all know, as Chris predicted, that Dorit isn't going to let this die.
No. I know you guys in the chat room are wanting it to die, but I think it's going to just keep on coming back. She needs something to latch on to. And these people know if they don't create a storyline, if they don't make themselves relevant on the show, they don't come back for another season.
Catherine? Yeah. Catherine, anyone?
Yeah.
Catherine is gonzo.
And she brought out a 1995 murder and still couldn't create a storyline.
Yes. Did you catch the look between Lisa Rinna and Eileen when Dorit and Erica squashed it? They said, we're good, you know, all right, yeah, it's all good.
It's not
and
squashed.
They kind of just looked at each other like,
we're seeing it again.
Are we really effing good? Because they need to be really effing good.
That's my favorite line.
I went back and I was like, wait a minute, did they really? And they really did have a look.
It's going to be interesting to see where Dorit goes with this because, you know, at this point, it looks like she is in the hot seat. A lot of people are coming for her. So if she can somehow turn this around, get people in her corner, Eileen's buddying up with Erica on her show. Lisa Rinna's not really vibing with her. You know, I just feel like if Lisa Vanderpump isn't going to be around to, you know, really carry Dorit, it's going to be interesting to see where Dorit ends up at the end of the season.
Well, I kind of like that they introduced Dorit to the show. I thought at first she would be a friend of Erica. You know, Erica needed somebody too in a way. Maybe they would, and of course that isn't happening.
Yeah. They don't vibe.
They don't vibe at all. So maybe Vidal, so soon coming on tonight, will,
Eden,
you know.
Yes.
Eden, excuse me, Eden.
Yes. I can see Eden and Erica hitting it off.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Not
I really
Dorit.
Am.
I don't know about it.
And Camille's
right.
about her.
Yes. Well, my grandmother, last note on her, was very upset watching Kyle having very shifty eyes. Did you see at that dinner at the end of episode 4? She just kind of sat back and just her eyes going in 3 different directions, just watching everything go down.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have any input on anything, so I was just calling her out.
Mm.
Yes. So let's talk about the episode number 5 now. We'll move on to the second episode here. With this house husband, this is where it gets really good. Yeah, yeah. this show. So Erica's preparing for her music video, Expensive. She's going to be going into the production on it. She's been in pre-production for weeks, and her right-hand man Mikey just finds the whole thing about the panties to be really in poor taste and just like really obnoxious. I think we can kind of all agree, like,
oh, yeah.
it's enough. But Erica said that she's very turned off by girls like Dorit in so many words. She said, like, you can't, those types of girls you just can't have fun with.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm really liking Erica. I think she might be my favorite housewife this season so far. Just, I like the way that she carries herself. It's like, you don't come for her, she won't come for you. But Dorit is kind of, like, nipping at her. So, of course, Erica's going to get riled up. You know what I mean? So I feel like I'm liking Erica this season a lot more.
She's handling herself well.
Yeah, she knows she knows who she is, and she knows that she's not going to let someone like Dorit, who's new, who Erica was there at one point, run this. She's not going to have that happen.
I have liked Erica from day one, okay? Yeah. And Lisa Rinna, I think, came. They both came in the same season, the same time. But
no, two different
It was two
seasons.
Different ones? Yeah. Okay, so I like those two right away. I think the addition to, you know, to the cast has been fantastic. Dorit, I just, you know, she's kind of in the hot seat a lot more, and they are starting to go for her. I kind of feel a little bit bad, but we'll just have to see.
They all kind of
start off that way, where, you know, Erica and the new girls, Erica's definitely coming into her own. She feels much stronger in the
more
last few episodes, which is great.
Let me say this about Dorit, because you mentioned I kind of feel bad for her, and I was thinking about it, while we were watching, but it wasn't until we sat down here, and I almost want to feel a little bad for her, because she got a raw deal. She got brought on the show to be Lisa Vanderpump's friend. She's sitting there with her husband, defending Lisa Vanderpump from previous seasons, going back, trying to be there for her friend, and when she's put in the hot seat, when she's running things, where is Lisa to help her out and defend her? Lisa's doing nothing. She's doing absolutely nothing. And the other one's doing all this work to try to clean up the image and defend her friend. Where is she? Where is Lisa Vanderpump?
That's
on
a really
show?
Good point, because when they first
She's
started that whole thing of the parent died and why should you not bring it up? And then as we got later into the episode, somehow they tied it back into Lisa Vanderpump. And I'm like, what do the two things have to do with each other? Why should you have to talk about somebody that passed in the reunion? Why do you have to let everybody else know?
Right.
But there was some kind of weird LVP tie-in that we started to hear about at the end. But she was defending Lisa Vanderpump. But she's just Lisa's MIA from all the parties, these two.
Well, yeah, the fact that this episodes. Even came up at all. Are we at the dinner party?
Yes.
The fact that it even came up at all about Eileen's troubles and Lisa Rinna's troubles with Lisa Vanderpump made the whole thing suspicious from the get-go. It's like, why are we talking about this? Why do you have so much information on this? Why do you care?
Yeah, they all should have been there.
Exactly. Like, and it was just, I found what PK and Dorit were saying. And first of all, Dorit just parrots whatever PK says and thinks, and I have very little respect for that kind of a wife. But what they were saying was, I thought, kind of gross. Like, it's nobody's business. And I think I have a lot of respect for Eileen. She could certainly make excuses for any behavior she wanted to, and she has chosen not to do that. And that was her intention in not telling the ladies, was because she didn't want it to become about that. Can you imagine if they would have known at the reunion about her mother?
Yet she's being penalized.
Exactly.
Yeah, yet she's being penalized for what you're saying, not using that as an emotional crutch.
Well, this could be, again, another Dorit PK, let's bring up something. I would want to believe that they knew what they were talking about, even though they did have much to drink. But the fact that they would make this a conversation, I would hope that they would do it just for the show.
I think they knew what they were doing, for sure.
They did. Yeah. I remember PK coming on a few episodes ago on Hollywood Medium, and we were talking about it on that show because Boy George was getting a reading, and PK came out of nowhere running up the steps yelling at Boy George that these facts were correct and true. So I feel like, in a way, you were bringing up how she supports him. I think he's doing the same thing back. I kind of like it a little. Like, he knows what time of day it is. He's trying to keep the storyline going. He's agreeing with her, vice versa. So this is not their first reality show, and they're working it.
It's a team.
They're working it together.
The name Slade came up earlier when we were talking about PK and kind of making a comparison.
Slade, I remember. I brought that up. Yeah. Well, that's true, because on The Real Housewives of Orange County, if you remember season one, if you guys watched that show, there was Slade, who was always inserting himself into the scenes with the women, and the women weren't having any of it. And I don't know if the producers liked it or not, because usually they really tightly focus on the women on these shows, as they should. But I liked it. I see PK doing it, and it's okay. I mean, I don't have a grudge against anybody on the show. I like everybody on the show, which is probably weird, but it's true. I really do. And I like PK as a character. I like to see how he's acting.
He's the new Slade.
He's entertaining. I will say, what is he going to say? When he comes on, I'm like, this man's definitely going to have a comment. Like, did you see the comment that he said to his wife? Like, oh, your dress is longer than Erica Jane's.
It really wasn't, but
I know, we're like, a little shade.
Yeah.
He's like, stirring it a little.
Yeah. And then, let it go, dude. Can I ask you guys what you would have done being the male in that position? Would have you mentioned something to Erica? Would have you mentioned it to your wife? Would have you done nothing?
Okay, if I would have seen it, would have, if for TV purposes, I would have held it like how they held it and not bring it up. But if I was hanging out with my friends, I would say, hey, boo, that's showing right there.
Yeah.
So two different ways.
I would called it out right away. That's just who I am. I'm not going to let it go. If I see that, I'm going to say it, and especially for the cameras. So I'm going to say, girl, you're showing a lot. And then maybe that will be part of the storyline, too. Yeah. But I wouldn't both yours works, too. But I would have like, felt... no.
Heads up.
See, I would, at risk of embarrassing her, I would have asked her, be like, hey, come in with me real quick. And I would have stepped into the hotel or something. And then maybe been like, hey, just watch how you're sitting. I think maybe you might be showing something. But, like, just to get her out, remove her from the situation.
Yeah.
So that way I don't have to, like, shout it out in front of all these people. Because how embarrassing would it be for her then to, like, cross her leg? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to, like, hey, step out so you don't show anything else. That's probably what I would do. I'm just thinking, well, I can't relate because I wouldn't be in that situation. What would I want? To do, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it could have been done quickly and covertly, even with the cameras not even noticing it. But I was just thinking, if we were in that situation as a couple, I feel like my husband would never have said a word. He wouldn't have said a word to her. He wouldn't have said a word to me. He would just never admit. He would have tried to forget that ever happened.
Would he have looked?
Maybe peeked, but again, never said a word about it to anybody.
What do you think PK should have done?
He should have mentioned it to Dorit, and then she could have said, hey, girl, keep it together. Yeah.
Do you love the variety we have on our show here? This is all different flavors of what we would do.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, let's talk more about it. Elliot Mintz showed up and weirded out. I mean, just like, he's on that low-hand level.
So he was Paris Hilton's former publicist.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him running around.
Remember the 2007, like, X-17 Paris Hilton?
Yes.
All those photos of him just trailing Paris.
Mm-hmm. I loved Lisa Rinna's impersonation, just kind of the mention of the ethereal. Yes.
That was so well done.
The dialogue. Right? Yeah. Because it really was like, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I'm trying to take notes for all of you guys, and I have no idea what this man is talking about.
But at first, it sounded really good. Like, I'm agreeing with him. But then it started more and more. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
And we just got bits and pieces anyway.
And I felt like it was bits and pieces of philosophy that didn't apply to Lisa Rinna. So it was weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people just say big words and fancy stuff so that they sound smart. Yes. And I think Elliot Mintz probably is very intelligent, but that was just some smart speak.
Got some airtime.
Judge and jury PK let Lisa Rinna know that he thought it was okay that she handled the Lisa Vanderpump situation the way she did now that her father has passed. She thought he gave her his he gave Lisa Rinna his blessing on how she behaved at Erica's birthday party by welcoming Lisa kind of back and forgiving her. So whatever they had that moment was.
Well, yeah, it was about as awkward and weird as you're describing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and unnecessary.
On. Yeah, I'm like, wait. You weren't at any of these events. Like, I'm glad that you're cool with it, but I didn't think you were Judge Judy in the situation. But all right.
And time it does come up, Lisa Rinna is always so nice about it. She says, I offered to apologize, but it didn't really play out that way from what I've seen. It was LVP saying, I want effing apology, then she apologized. But the way Lisa Rinna recreates it, it's so much nicer, so much kinder to LVP, really.
Mm-hmm. PK said something along the lines of it being a rational, reasonable experience to mankind. Something like that. I'm like, oh, dude.
So
dude, like, were you even in the room? Like,
does this help him get more clients if he talks like that?
Was he at Erica's birthday party? I don't think he was.
I felt like, I don't know if he was, but at that dinner party, I felt like the guy in the end was James from Million Dollar Listing, which there is so many tie-ins between that show and this one, because Mauricio was coming on every single week on that show, too, because we cover that.
Oh.
He is always there, and I felt like James was there, too, because they seem to do a lot of tie-ins with those two Bravo shows.
Yeah, the whole Pump Rules and that new spring summer house thing with those blonde twins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, well, PK also cast his judgment in the way of Eileen when he said that it was not fair that she did not announce the multiple deaths before the reunion. Again, I don't know who that's unfair to.
But it's absolutely inappropriate for him to make that
Yeah,
it's not his call. I feel like there's like lines that are drawn in the ground, and that's one that you don't cross over. But I feel like Dorit again was being a Gretchen Rossi, supporting Slade's crazy comments, and that's what we're getting.
Are we calling him Slade now?
Slade, 2017.
Slade was super thin, but I think PK looks
good. I guess
his
vibe.
Yeah.
Talking about the vibes.
Yeah. Rinna says that people have the right to choose what they want to share, and that's a very accurate statement. Like, that was a very classy way of saying, like, dude, she's going to say what she wants to say. Relax.
You know, it's sometimes...
I keep saying dude on the show. I keep saying dude on the show.
It's okay, dude.
I said that to someone 2 days ago because I was like pissed, but I didn't want to be like too rude. So I follow up with dude and if like waters it down. I don't know.
Well, you know, Rinna sometimes tends to like get convinced by the other ladies and get manipulated. She, again, when she's sitting at that table, she wants to be pleasant and she wants to be polite. And I'm kind of surprised that she didn't just go, oh, yeah, you know what? You're right. And I was proud of her for not doing that and kind of for standing up for Eileen and stating her own opinion.
I think she's learned over the years. Yeah.
I'm laughing because there's a comment, Jay. Slade probably has more money than PK at this point. LOL.
Oh. But why is George?
Why is
Boy George living at their house? Who has the money? Who doesn't have the money? I'm trying to figure that relationship. Yeah. It seems a little odd to me.
I'm still waiting for Dorit to talk about her brand. I've been saying this since we did the first episode. What is Dorit doing outside of taking care of the two kids? She did mention in the season premiere that she has a clothing line. We're four or five episodes in, no clothing line, no brand. Yeah. What's going
on? I knew you were curious about it because you mentioned last
Christy
week.
Reports?
I do have, I have a little info on the story.
I'm good now.
She's working.
Just
right.
A test.
Okay.
And at least we'll get to Eden in a moment, but at least we were introduced right away to like who she is, what she does, this is what she's selling. Like, you know, we get to see exactly the brand.
Yeah.
Before we get there, let's talk about how Eileen is thrown off by Dorit. They had this
get
together. Yes, and she felt that PK's opinion, just the game of telephone, she didn't really approve of hearing what the message was from the judgment by Dorit and her husband. Yet Dorit couldn't say or defend anything because she had no memory of the conversation the night before in her own home.
It was kind of nice to see how they started off cute with their, you know, bomb cars pulling up, and then everything turned south when they, like, hung out together at the little table.
I'm like, how do they not know what the conversation is going to be? Because these things are planned so far in advance. You don't just show up at the beach to just chat. You usually know what you're there for, you know, what you're there to do. So when I was watching her, I'm like, is she lying? How could she not remember? And I couldn't tell. I just couldn't tell whether she... And then it seemed like she did remember. And then, you know, I'm not sure if she was being totally honest because I felt like she was dissecting other areas of the argument. And Eileen had to keep giving her more and more. And it was like, now she's off on a tangent. But at some point, she did remember, right?
Why do these women do this to Eileen
sort
all the time?
To
I know, Eileen always gets screwed.
This is just
Blade.
Like... Yeah, Dorit came out, in my opinion, as a winner in that conversation because I feel like, again, Eileen is trying to explain her situation. Dorit's not giving it to her. She kind of gave me a little bit of LVP right there.
Yes.
That's she a was good like, point. What? Yeah. I mean...
Former housewife Lisa Vanderpump.
I don't know.
Where are you? Show up or show out?
Are chat rolls saying the same thing?
Yeah. Where's Kyle? Yeah, Kyle's rolling her eyes somewhere in some other restaurant. I don't know where the hell she is either. But Eileen at this point pointed out that these two, PK and Dorit, are only hearing whatever Lisa Vanderpump wants them to hear. So I'm sure she assumes, and so can we, that Lisa Vanderpump is making both Eileen and Rinna out to be these bad people because they're only hearing one side until this point, and so that's why Dorit is so kind of almost disrespectful and playing Eileen.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that she was definitely giving me like Lisa Vanderpump vibes, like just acting like she didn't know. She clearly knew. I mean, I don't know how many glasses of wine they had. She didn't look like she was that drunk. So, again, I feel like it's a Dorit and PK, you know. But I do like Dorit. I want to know where she's going to go, just like how on OC I wanted to know how Kelly was going to go. Mm-hmm. This is like a Dorit situation where I want to know, you know, is she going to come out on top?
You're patient with people, Thomas.
I am. I give them chances sometimes. Not everybody.
Yeah. Well, Eileen tried to iron out the timeline of the passings and all the deaths and how they were not related to her problem she had with Lisa Vanderpump. And Dorit still couldn't wrap her mind around that these deaths happened after the fight. Or the stupid Hamptons thing.
Right. Maybe Eileen should just work on just saying, like, the point instead of, like, drawing out color in the story.
I thought she did put it pretty directly.
Really? Yeah. I just felt for Eileen. I'm like, she's always so honest and truthful. And so you can hear the emotion in her voice when she talks. And it's like, oh, I can just connect with her right away. So I was kind of on her side. Like, she's still trying to explain it. And it's so emotive in the way she's doing it. So I was like, all on board. In that little case, I think she came out a little bit better in that scene. And I just couldn't understand. I'm like, did the producers tell Dorit not to remember and understand so we can drag this little scene out? Because this is a big deal. You know, they don't just show up, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want Dorit's car. Every time I want Dorit's car. And
gorgeous.
I love Dorit's style is probably, I think, up. Like, she's right next to Erica Jane in style.
See, I didn't like those pants she had on when they were supposed to go for the hike. All of the ripped thing.
It's just, loose boy, boy jean.
Right, yeah. I don't know, to me,
it didn't look upscale.
Is that in again? Is that, like, back again?
Yeah, that's back again. Well, I feel like she has her...
to look like you don't have a lot of money when you do.
Is that Eileen, and Eileen always does scenes by the beach. I felt like that was... She always likes to do... You know, she did last season, like, she planned that.
Yeah.
You're right, Karen. I do not miss Kyle one tiny bit. Plus, it's Seer Enough now on Celebrity Apprentice. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You get a double dosage.
Well, in the middle of all this, we transition to meeting Eden, friend of who we need. I like having good friend of. And I'm into her. I like her already. Mm-hmm. What are our thoughts on her? What did you think?
I like Eden Sassoon, and I feel like Eden has been pretty active with us at AfterBuzz TV. So, hi, Eden. Thank you so much.
And she looks even better now. Like, I'm watching this season, I'm like, wow, did you get some work done before you came to AfterBuzz? Because I'm watching this scene, and she doesn't look like that. She looked a little bit like Brandy to me when that first scene, and she sounded a little like Brandy, but she's nothing like Brandy.
Nothing like Brandy.
Yeah. She's a wonderful, nice person. I was actually driving by on Sunset 2 days ago, and I was looking for her in her hair salon.
Oh my God, I just did that today by accident. But I remember, I saw Eden. I'm like,
where is she? But you know, she has said in interviews, and I think she did it with Kevin Undergaro, she said, I don't actually work at these places. I don't have time, you know, but I am at the Pilates and I do classes there, but I don't expect to go into my hair salon and meet me and greet me.
Yeah. No,
so she's honest about that.
And you know what? She's legitimately out there doing a lot of charity work.
Yes.
And I think that's something she got from her father. I have interviewed Eden several times over the years on a lot of different red carpets from the time that her and I were both at a much different status to now.
Talk.
Yeah. And I actually have several of them I tried to find. I can only find the one. But she has this air about her that she's just relatable.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk to her and she's just real. And like, like I've said in that video, I would give her a lot of hassle. Like, oh, you're, like, see who she'd show up with. And oh, your man is here. You know, when someone isn't a big name, you kind of feel like you can take more liberties with them.
Right.
And she was always game. She always played with me and was fine.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And was cool with, you know, kind of telling me like, oh, well, you know, no, that's just my friend and play with me, but was cool about it. So
that's
I think we're going to get from her something that we can all kind of relate to.
Right.
She's really good on her IG stories.
Oh, really?
Have you guys seen them? There are a lot of workouts. I mean, she's really good at it. I'm like, they're entertaining.
I need to subscribe.
She's good.
Supposedly, she's going to get the girls to stop drinking on this season, so I can't wait to see. She's kind of like into metaphysics. She's tell it like it is,
she's
like you were saying.
She's been sober for a few years.
Yes, and so she's like, when they offer drinks, she's like, no, I don't need it or do it, and maybe you guys don't need to either. I think that will be coming. That's my little prediction. We'll see. We'll see.
If you say that to Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. Well, she introduced us or mentioned her sister who passed, who was in the same circles as Kim and back in the day with Robert Downey Jr. What a circle of friends.
Yeah.
It was an attempt to show us why she was there. Because we never really got the, oh, she's a friend of so-and-so. This was like, oh, I know everybody from way back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sadly, her sister passed and we learned the Kim connection and I just want to learn more about this girl.
Yeah. She even brought up, because we were saying the same thing before she said it. It was like pre-drug days. She said it, not us.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you guys see that movie with Kim? I mean, she looked phenomenal.
She looked
in it. They all did. They all did. So this, and Robert Downey Jr. and all, this was pre-drug days. I don't know who started it, but they were in a group for sure together. And they looked fantastic.
What was the age range of Kim? Because they said first film, but obviously Kim was a child star.
Are you talking about that particular film? I think it was Rough Rider or something.
How old is she?
It was like a 70s thing. So if you Google Rough Rider was the name, something like that.
Okay.
She had like this frizzy hair. She looked amazing. But Kim, I give props to Kim. I know people are really hard on her, but she has been a star longer than anybody else on the show.
True.
She was a Disney star. She started like at the age of, what, 2, 3, or 4? Mm-hmm. She's been working nonstop. She's been on a million sitcoms, a million movies.
She escaped Witch Mountain.
Let me tell you, Escape from Witch Mountain. That's
and
all
Lisa
you need.
Rena.
That is all you need to put on your resume. You are a star for life, and she did both of those. And I remember watching them when I was a kid. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So I love Kim. I love Kim. She can almost get away with anything.
Week.
I know stars aren't supposed to get away with everything, but to me, she's like, she has a pass in a way.
I don't like Kyle because I like him.
Well, the same way you have such a respect for Kim. I have the utmost respect for the queen of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And who's that?
Camille Grammer.
Yay!
Oh my gosh,
Camille's back. Yeah. Is she a friend of the show or is she still... What is her billing?
Remember they lied to us last season and said she was going to be back a little bit. And we only saw her a tiny here and there. She had no interviews. This time she was sit down in the house interview just like the rest
Brand
of the house.
She deserves it. Yeah, she deserves it. I'm
Brand
glad
new house,
that,
right?
Yeah.
Right. We had to pause so we could see what the house looked like. And Christy, you already knew that she sold all of her homes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't even... I was so surprised. I thought she would keep that Malibu house forever, because she loved that house.
Big part of what she went through after the divorce.
But it was good, right? It was good to let it go and start fresh.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what
healthy.
She said tonight. Yeah.
So, it was cool to see the new house, knew her, she's back. What surprised me, though, right away, is when she was welcoming all the ladies into the house... They all were taller than her, and I remember her as being so tall. So I'm like, "Wow, is Erica? How tall is Erica? And how tall is Eileen and Dorit? They were taller than her. It was a little weird. Like, what happened?
Yeah. So that movie that referenced, shout out to Jasmine. That was from the '80s.
'80s.
So, oh, thank you, Jasmine.
And what was the title, Jasmine?
I think it was Rough Riders.
It was. Okay, I got that right. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Well.
Okay. Early 80s.
So Erica showed up, and I think it's so great to see like the new and the old interact.
Yes.
So Erica, you can see like vibes with Camille, which is great. Yeah, I would be concerned if they didn't.
Yeah.
You know. So that was cool.
What would you do if they didn't? Who would you pick?
Oh, Camille.
I
love an original.
So loyal. He's diehard.
Yeah. I love an original. Yeah. I'm a sucker for that. That's why I'm still watching Vicky make mistakes on OC. Dorit, she says that she knows the music business because of her relationship to Boy George. And she says that basically she assumes that Erica treats it as a hobby. Which is when you're passionate about someone and some bitch says it's a hobby, that is a direct insult.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that Dorit does not know who Erica Jane is, because honestly, every Erica Jane fan that would see Dorit and not know Dorit would be like, are you living under a rock? Because Erica Jane is killing it right now.
Yeah,
I think she is coming up, up, up. She's on Watch What Happens Live with Kenya Moore tonight. She's just like everywhere now. And I think this is still just a growing process. I mean, this is only going to take off even more.
Right. For Erica,
And it wasn't even just about what Dorit said, but what she didn't say. Like when they were trying to congratulate Erica on her, is it 9 number ones, right?
Yes.
Nine number ones. And just the look on Dorit's face was just like,
She's
like, talking about the dance charts. Isn't the Billboard Hot 100, but she's been on that too. Like, come on.
She followed up with saying, well, I just don't see any performer allure. And I'm like, wait.
Really?
She's
looking at Erica Girardi, and she knows that that's Erica Jane, right? Like, come on.
She backed that up, though. She said, I know that when she's not Erica Jane, she is a lot more subdued, and she's not playing that role. So I got that. But not to know who she is completely. I feel
she slammed her though too, because she said, "Well, she seems reserved and closed off."
You know, like when they were showing her body reactions, like that's what you don't show people when you're like you could tell that Dorit was a little jealous, and I felt like she couldn't even like hide the fact that she was like she was just like. Like, I mean, like, why are you doing that on camera? Don't.
Ooh, jealousy is never a good look to read.
No.
Fix that.
Maybe it was edited.
I don't know.
It
was when she was adjusting herself.
Yes.
And the movie was Tough Turf.
Thank you.
Rough, tough, okay.
Jason points out that Boy George hasn't been part of the music business for a long time, and he says that Dorit is nothing but a thirsty girl.
Thirsty. Ooh. But that's what you have to do. If you're thirsty and if you want to stay on, you need to. We're talking about her every single segment.
That's
every
true.
Single
true.
Time.
It's true.
She's
it's
getting
true.
Us to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're absolutely right. Dorit says that, you know, Erica's just pretty good for her age, or there was, then you're talking about age, and even Erica was like, well, yeah, I mean, I should have been done years ago, and, you know.
No, Dorit was trying to shade her so hard. She was, Dorit was grabbing at anything to make it negative. Oh, now it's about her age.
You know, when you
look on Erica's face, Erica was so over it.
Yeah.
And she was not going to let it happen. That's the thing. Even last season, last episode of Pantygate, Erica isn't letting Dorit do this. Dorit's trying really hard, but Erica's not letting
Good catch.
Yep. Yeah.
She said, you know, when you turn 40, and then Erica's like, you just turned 40 last week.
Yeah, that's like the, you're born in Connecticut. Like, yeah. She's just like, just gonna stab her right back. It's not
too easy.
Yeah.
Right.
But Erica is a true inspiration. She is, what, 45, 46, mm-hmm. and she is a pop star. That is rare for that venue, for that type of singing and everything. She, Erica, thank you for doing what you do. You give us all hope.
Please just do more of it in LA. Keep going. So we can come and see
Los Angeles, definitely. You know, she was supposed to be on an award show that I went to a week or two ago called the Cine Fashion Awards. And I was watching for her to come through the door. You have no idea. She was one of the main, I think, presenters, and she didn't show up. But I was thinking, I was thinking, because Harry Hamlin was also set to present, I thought maybe Lisa Rinna will be there. And Lisa did come in, and she was so nice.
Good.
And her daughter, Delilah Bell, was a presenter with Harry.
Oh, they yes, there are pictures
are
of them
all
on the carpet.
Did you see them?
Yeah.
Did you see my pictures?
Oh, well,
okay,
I
go to Twitter.
Photos,
go to Twitter.
Well.
But Lisa Rinna is gorgeous, amazing, nice, Harry, and Delilah. They're all so wonderful. They really, really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Erica,
like,
please, we need you to see more of you in LA. Absolutely.
Yeah.
More award shows, more venues where we can see you perform.
I think she should start with the Abbey.
Yes.
The Abbey first would definitely be a good spot
good
for her.
Good start, Erica,
I feel like she's bigger than that, though.
Well, just if she's
going to
do
I love
LA,
the Abbey, but I feel like she's almost like...
It would be like a gift to...
It would be like a birthday thing. Like, she would show up,
Okay.
Not like a full concert. Yeah, no.
Well, Erica, you can perform or chat with us anytime here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
Plus, there's a new reality show coming out called The Abbey.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Things come in all summer, and I'm like, they kept asking me, do you want to come? And I'm like, my friend's friend
is on it.
Really? Mm-hmm. And now that I know what the show is and what it's like, it's going to be, I think, celebrity type focus, but I also feel like it's Takeoff and Lisa Vanderpump.
There's been so many photos of D-list celebrities totally sloshed coming out of the Abbey in the last, several months.
I saw Carlton there.
I feel like, yes.
We're going to put you on this, Nancy Drew.
I saw Eileen there.
I bet you they're all on the show.
I saw Eileen at the Abbey before she started this show smoking a bunch of cigarettes.
Wow. Oh, really?
Who? What did you say?
Eileen.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a fun place to go.
Well, I know that they ran in there to do one of Lisa Vanderpump's segments for this show. But I don't know. I don't know who's actually going to be on. I'm hoping it's not going to turn into a Lisa Vanderpump Rules type show where they're focusing
on the bartenders.
Yeah, I don't want to. If it's that, I don't know if I want to cover that show. If it's just about the bartenders, I'm not into that. But if they have celebrities,
yeah, there's a lot of history there too, so they can kind of go.
But I think it'd be a great venue for Erica to come out and do a little thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love
the
to see
show
it.
Is called The Abbey Diaries. It'll be on E coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone will be here breaking it down.
Yeah.
I'll probably be doing it too.
Well,
yeah, I think I saw you on
at
that.
At this point in the episode, the conversation twisted over to Eileen, where Eileen felt like Dorit was making her into a problem.
Well, she's calling it like how it is. I think Dorit is trying to make her a problem. Or, you know, it's really hard to read Dorit so far. I'm still, it's like a Kelly. I feel like I'm doing OC again. This is like, I don't really know what Dorit does. And I don't, you know, we're not really into her life that deep. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up the episode pretty much. I mean, both episodes. My mind is reeling. There was so much
was
going on. And Dorit and PK earned their money for those last two episodes.
They did.
Absolutely.
It was Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes. All right, let's take a look at some news and gossip with Christy Reports.
Hey. I got a big breaking story for you today, guys.
Breaking.
I'm wondering if you saw this one on the cover of In Touch magazine. They claim that one of the current Beverly Hills housewives is addicted to Xanax and will be forced to come clean on camera during the season after she's approached by the rest of the ladies, and then reportedly the other ladies will help her get through said
Xanax
addiction.
Do you know who it
is? I don't know who it is. They didn't say.
Not Kim.
Because
that wouldn't be news, right?
No. This the article lists that it's not, but
yeah.
I mean, Yeah. I doubt it. I was trying to look at all the ladies today.
We know it's not Rinna because she overreacts to everything. So she's in the clear. I don't know.
I was trying to watch them tonight. I couldn't really get a good indication
Aren't
on anybody.
All
but
on Xanax,
right?
Or muscle relaxing?
They're all on something, I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's on it nowadays. You know, mm-hmm. to stay relaxed and everything. So I don't know.
Well, so stay tuned Allegedly. For that one. That's going to be a bomb. Uh-huh. And here's a little more info on Dorit for you. So
please. She
went to Quinnipiac. It's Quinnipiac, right?
Quinnipiac.
Thank you. No University School of Business. And she started Dorit International. It's a swimsuit line in 2009. So that was years before she was even with PK.
Okay.
Oh, so she had it going on before that. Her swim line was even featured 2013 in Miami Fashion Week.
I remember that.
And it remains a top line. It's about interchangeable tops and bottoms. They're like purposely you can kind of wear them all together. They're made from the finest Italian fabrics and they are very Beverly Hillsy. Well, you want one?
No, I want her to talk about it. I want her to throw a party so Erica Girardi and all these people can come and celebrate what Dorit does.
Yeah. She should dress them up in the swimsuits.
Yeah, I felt like she showed some swimsuits at some point.
It was like some kind of a blurb that first time
she
saw
quick.
Her.
You want more, Thomas.
I want more. Because I feel like she's not... We're just talking about PK and Dorit. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
Well, if you want more from Erica Girardi, head on over to bravo.com. They actually have a video of her talking about, do you remember that he exists? Her mysterious son.
Yes.
We've learned very little about him, but she talks in this interview about him being a police officer. She said that that's scary, but she's very proud of him and that she doesn't get too involved in his personal life, which I was surprised by. She was like, yeah, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He can date whoever he wants. You would think she would be like, hey, who are you banging? You know, she seems like that cool mom, right?
Approachable.
That's right. And just another little tidbit on Dorit. She was had an interview in the last week or so, and she talked about having dinner every single week with the Vanderpumps, she and her husband. So they legit... We're real friends. You can see why she's going to bat for LVP.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And in case you all missed it, last night, Monday, Kyle Richards made her debut on the season premiere of The New Celebrity Apprentice. And she managed to stay out of the boardroom for both of the first two tasks.
Oh, good.
So congratulations to Kyle. We'll see how long she sticks around on that one.
That's exciting.
Well, you guys are going to cover that. We're going to watch you guys cover that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's good. What time do we shoot it?
Oh, we shoot on Mondays. We go live at what?
At 8 p.m. Pacific.
Pacific.
Yes. So please tune in for that.
Yes. Nice. All right, let's do. We got to wrap up. Just real quick predictions, really quickly, because some people didn't get to see the teaser.
Predictions. I'm predicting more Dorit and Erica issues. I don't think it's going to be Pantygate. I think it's going to be something else.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for Eileen to tell off Dorit. Like, will you stop talking for 2 minutes? I think that she's the voice of the audience on that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Finally. Mm-hmm.
I support Dorit. I think Pantygate is going to continue. I think it'll be all the way to the reunion. We'll keep hearing about that. And then, of course, Vidal Sassoon's daughter... Eden. I hear Vidal all night, so I'm thinking Vidal. But Eden definitely is going to make a difference on the show. I think she's going to change how people interact a little bit. I think she's going to calm things down a little bit and show maybe a little bit of more of a metaphysical side to things. So, like that guy, that publicist was doing. So it might be good for the girls not to be drinking it every single scene, you know?
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would certainly assume that we're going to finally get the debut of the Inexpensive music video next week. Yeah. I would sure think, or at least it's coming. She's been talking about it. They're talking about rehearsals. She's performing tonight on Watch What Happens Live. So please, we've waited long enough. We've only got these little tidbits.
Erica, I thought it was coming out tonight because we were going to play it.
What about Kim? You're seeing Kim next week. Lisa Rinna is pulling the storyline from 2 years ago back into the picture. Never good when you have to resurrect an old dead storyline. But
no, and it was almost word for word again. You're talking about my husband. I was like,
that just doesn't get old for me. Like, bring up the drugs. Bring it all up. Yay!
Bring it all back. I'm
so happy to see that. Oh, I'm excited because you know Kim is going to react. She always reacts to those. And Lisa Rinna knows the hot buttons and she hits them perfectly. So, bring it up like a broken record, Lisa. I can't wait to see what happens.
Kim's got Kingsley to go home to. We know she's hiding him.
We appreciate all the comments in the chat.
Yes, thank you
guys. I wish we could answer every question, but we gotta run because TV is just a busy factory tonight.
It is.
Or every night over here, so we gotta run out of here. But you guys can keep up with us. Let the conversation continue online. Please keep some comments below. Also, update our comments on our iTunes. Why not? Give us some good reviews. We love bringing you free content here and all the news and gossip that you want to hear. So make sure you do us a favor and let us know what you think. Continue to support AfterBuzz TV, and you can support us on all of these lovely channels.
Hey, everybody, if you want to see that interview with Eden Sassoon, please check it out at youtube.com/ChristyReports. I appreciate it.
Hey guys, I appreciate all the conversations we had tonight. You guys can find me at Thomas Orlina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And I just launched my website, so you can find me at thomasorlina.com.
Very pro. Very pro.
And it's so good to be back this week. Shout out to Megan. Thanks for letting me fill in for you. Thanks for all the positive comments you gave me on the first episode. I really appreciate it. I mean, they were still coming in. I just noticed a few days ago. So thanks, guys, for that, all your support. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy and my website, chrisvalentine.la.
And you guys can check out my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, for a special episode with my grandmother, who I referenced earlier. She's giving advice to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's worth a listen. You can find that on all major podcasting platforms. Follow me on Twitter at Grants_Rants for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That'll do it for us for the night.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.